VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Officials in Florida say there are multiple fatalities after a mass shooting at a mall in downtown Jacksonville. Multiple media outlets reported 4 people had died and 11 were taken to the hospital with injuries. The sheriff said the lone shooter, a white male, was among the dead. A source told the Associated Press that the suspected shooter died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound, and the shooting took place during an online gaming tournament at a restaurant and sports bar. Pope Francis ended his visit to Ireland Sunday with a religious ceremony attended by hundreds of thousands of people in rainy, windy weather. On Saturday, he met for more than an hour with 8 survivors of sexual abuse, among them Mark Vincent Healy.
His 2,000 words are just too much. They really have very little meaning or content. The idea that sort of like he can bring about the end of child sexual abuse, for example, even within the clergy, where does he get this from? I mean, we're aware that it is still yet ongoing.
One report said the Pope, during the meeting with survivors, strongly condemned priests who committed abuse or covered it up. In speeches over the weekend, Francis said he's committed to ridding the Catholic Church of sexually abusive priests. The Islamic State's Afghanistan leader Abdu Sa'ad Arabi and 9 of his commanders were killed during a drone strike late Saturday. The missile strike happened in eastern Nangarhar province, which is the headquarters of the terrorist group. The strike also reportedly destroyed 2 of the group's bases. Afghan intelligence officials confirmed to VOA that international forces did take part in the strike. This is VOA News. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani has rejected the resignations of 3 top security officials. A government spokesman said Sunday that Ghani has asked the 3 to remain in office to help work to improve the security situation in the country. Their resignations were offered hours after Ghani's national security advisor abruptly resigned. President Emmerson Mnangagwa is calling for unity in Zimbabwe after being sworn in before thousands of people in the capital Sunday to start his 5-year term. Correspondent Columbus Mavunga reports from Harare for VOA.
In his inaugural speech Sunday, Mnangagwa asked his political foes to bury their differences for the task ahead.
We are all Zimbabweans. What unites us is greater than what could ever divide us.
The Movement for Democratic Change Alliance boycotted an invitation to the inauguration. The party wants to take its objections to the election to the African Union. Columbus Mavunga for VOA News, Harare.
The Vatican's retired ambassador to the U.S. has written a letter accusing senior Vatican officials of knowing that the former Archbishop of Washington, ex-Cardinal Theodore McCarrick, regularly invited seminarians or students into his bed. Associated Press correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
The 11-page letter is attributed to Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano, who urges Pope Francis to resign over the issue. The letter says Vatican leaders were aware of McCarrick inviting seminarians into his bed as far back as 2000, but still promoted him to cardinal. The letter, published by the National Catholic Register and LifeSite News, also accuses Francis of initially rehabilitating McCarrick despite being told about his pension for young seminarians in 2013. Francis accepted McCarrick's resignation as cardinal last month. I'm Mike Hempen.
A 6.0 magnitude earthquake hit western Iran early Sunday. 1 person has died. Dozens have been injured. The earthquake struck in Kermanshah province. It was felt in Baghdad, the capital of Iraq. The top story of the hour, there are multiple fatalities after a mass shooting at a mall in downtown Jacksonville, Florida. Multiple media outlets reported 4 people had died and 11 were taken to the hospital. The sheriff said the lone shooter, a white male, was among the dead. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.